Now, leading the news this half hour, the government's hosing down opposition claims that the judge in charge of the Union Royal Commission is politically biased and should step down. Labor is demanding the resignation of Dyson Heydon following revelations he agreed to speak to a Liberal Party fundraising event. Yesterday, the former High Court judge confirmed he had cancelled the address. Earlier on the show, Assistant Treasurer Josh Frydenberg told us the government is standing by Justice Heydon.
Dyson Heydon, someone who's been on the High Court bench for a decade, he's been Dean of the Sydney University Law School, he's someone of the highest integrity, and the Labor Party was always going to attack the umpire because of the troubling revelations out of the Royal Commission.
The death toll from two massive explosions in China now stands at 50, with hundreds more injured and 3,000 people left homeless. The Chinese military has sent experts to Tianjin to help the clean-up amid concerns harmful chemicals have leaked from the port warehouses. Hospitals have been overwhelmed by the casualties and many fires are still burning. Nick Kyrgios has been fined $10,000 for a sexual remark he made to opponent Stan Wawrinka at the Montreal Masters. On-court microphones picked up Kyrgios saying Wawrinka's girlfriend had been involved with fellow Australian Tanasi Kokkinakis. Kyrgios claims he was provoked but says he has since apologised for the remark. After withdrawing from the match due to injury, Wawrinka said the Kyrgios comments were so low he wouldn't say them to his worst enemy.